Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk through everyday life using the Word of God that He's called us to, bringing us to a place where we are transformed as the Word is proven in us, as it stretches us, as it teaches us, reveals to us, shows us the will and the plan of God for our lives. That we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh, walking by faith and not by sight. And as we do this, we are transformed and we become a blessing not only to our family but to every nation, even as the promises of Abraham were unto him. So it is unto us, and God does this miraculously in our lives by the call of what He's purposed for us and not what we've purposed for ourselves. So we thank God that He has allowed us to be a part of the process of there, the place that He takes us, higher heights, deeper depth, glory to glory, faith to faith, and we walk there trusting His word, obeying Him, growing spiritually, maturing spiritually, and as we do, we see the demonstration of His power in our lives like never before, and we thank God for that. We've been looking at different individuals in the Bible, looking at their lives, watching their process, so to speak. We've been watching how they move to the obedience in God's word, how they react, how they obey and trust God, and even in the decisions that they make when they don't ask God or come to the place of understanding His perfect will and go in their own way, how the word of God never fails. It brings them right back to the place where God has commanded them to go. It brings them to the place where God's word is being conformed in them. And it brings them to a place of trust and obedience even greater. We understand this by grace because we understand that we are never worthy of anything that God wants to give us. And nor have we arrived, but by grace. Even as He has called us, and even as He has purposed our life, we're walking now in the grace of God by faith, and we're seeing Him make us and mold us in our moving and our going and our falling and our getting up. He is making us into the people that He's called us to be, and we will be as He is. So that's a wonderful thing. Sometimes when we are in this place of process, this place of trust, we sometimes wonder, does God know? And we've been through this before. Does God know where we're at? He does know where you're at. His thoughts towards you, His plans towards you are always good. And they have expected in. There's a place that God is taking you to that you don't understand now and you can't even fully see. But when He finishes with you, you will come forth as pure gold. He knows where He's taking you. His thoughts towards you are never evil. He's not angry with us anymore. The Bible says He's angry with the wicked, but He's not angry with us anymore. So He knows where we're at. The place of trust is where He's calling us to. And you have to go to this place of trust because this place of trust says, God, I give you my life. I'm not trying to control my life anymore. I give you my life, and I'm allowing you to mold me and shape me. And as I walk this thing out, you're going to take me to the bare places that you've already ordained, predestined for my life. And every time I go there, you have something greater in store. You have a blessing for me. You have an impartation. You have more wisdom, more life, more authority to give me and reveal to me in areas that I may not even be walking in fully because I don't understand it or I just have not known that I had authority in these areas. And God will reveal that to you. Whatever it is, when you get to that their point, He shows it to you. He reveals more. He teaches us more. He gives us more. And that's what you have to understand. This process of there is not just a walk where it's going nowhere. You're headed somewhere. And every step is taking you greater and greater into the place of your purpose, into the place where your faith is evident in a greater dimension, in a greater way. When your praise and your worship goes into another place of intimacy with the Lord. This is not a stagnant walk. This is a live, true, intimate walk of faith. And it's with a real God, a living God, who has thoughts that are taking us somewhere that meet the purpose, that meet His plan, that meet His authority and meet His word in His life. And all of them are making sure that as they coincide, as they connect, as they meet, that the explosion of what He's already finished is seen and evident in our lives. So I thank God for that. This walk that we're going to will always be a Genesis. You always look for a Genesis. God will always start you in a brand new place and a brand new thing and a brand new setting in your spiritual walk. And you'll go through a Genesis over and over and over again, because as you shift with God and you go higher in Him, there will be another level that you've never been to before. So it's going to be brand new. It's going to be Genesis to you. And God is going to teach you in that Genesis everything that you need to know, reveal to you everything that you need to be revealed, show you Himself, give you the word that will bring you to the place. See an exodus, and that exodus in your life will be the thing that you understand and know that God has and will do a greater thing in you. It is the place that you are going to see God do a miraculous thing, because as He takes you out of an exodus, then He's going to start teaching you His ways on that level. He's going to start teaching you His covenant on that level. He's going to start teaching you greater things on that level. And you understand that even more on that level. You understand it on that level. He'll always do that. He's always going to bring you to a Genesis, and He's always going to let you Exodus. He's going to bring you out of it, but He's going to also teach you who He is. He's going to show you who He is on another level, because you're on another level and you have to see God on that level. But then He's going to start showing you a song of praise that you've never known before, of worship, of love, of adoration. He's going to take you through that phase, and He's going to teach you the deep things. He's going to let you know the mysteries of His will on that level. He's going to let you know His purpose and His plan. He's going to let you even see the direction that He's taking the church or taking you, and you'll be able to see that direction and even see where we're failing or falling short of the glory of God, the places that we need to press. He'll also let you understand His compassion, and He'll understand His the glory of who He is, and healing and deliverance and salvation. So on every level, you're going to experience the fruit of God. You're going to experience that. You're going to experience all the Word of God, but you're going to experience God Himself. So that's the best thing about this place of the process of there. Every level is always different. It's never the same, but you're going to learn and increase and thrive in a greater way. We have to learn how to trust God in the process of there. We have to trust God, and that for us sometimes is very, very hard, because you have to understand and take this word literally. Those that trust God will never be ashamed. And it took me a while to understand that, because there are things that came in my life that tried to make me ashamed. But God says, I would not be ashamed. So what He did was let me understand that even though something came, I hadn't seen that thing, that weapon that it came, the end of it yet. I was just in the beginning of it. But in the end, it's going to turn full circle, and I'm not going to be ashamed. That thing that came to make me ashamed is going to turn in my favor, because the Word of God says, and we know that all things work together for the good of God and to those who love God and are called according to His purpose and His plan. So everything's going to be mixed together. Mixed together as if it was an ingredients and a cake, but this is greater than that. But that's the idea that I'm trying to give you. If you miss an ingredient, the cake is not going to be what it should be. But a good cook that knows how to cook from scratch knows that everything that needs to go in that cake, the right measurement, the right amount, and mixing it all together to bring it to the place where it's going to produce a cake that's going to be a blessing and a delight to everyone who eat it. So that's what God does in a sense. He takes your life and the things that happen in your life, and He knows exactly how to apply the right amount of pressure, or let the right amount of things come to bring the dross of your life up, to bring, let the gold come to its fruition, to its fullness, so that when everybody looks at you and they taste the fruit of your life in the spirit realm, they're able to taste something that is good and enjoy, and it's health and it's healing to them. It is a life that gives God glory, and people are blessed by your life, and they're blessed by the fruit of your life. And fruit does not come overnight. We sometimes want to be something overnight. God says it's a process. I have to take you through some changes. I've got to allow certain things to hit you. I've got to allow some washing to come. I've got to allow some purification. I've got to let you realize some truth even about you. I've got to allow you to be broken in some areas. I've got to allow you to endure hardness as a good soldier. I've got to allow you to go through the process of waiting and trusting me and praising me and having the right attitude and the right heart and having your faith muscles being built. You've got to go through some seasons so that you can bear the fruit that says that I've stood some tests, I've stood some things, I've gone through this, and this wasn't handed me. It was I'm not getting something that I'm not having been justified in, because that's what the enemy does. He accuses us and he calls us unjust in everything that we receive. And as we what we receive freely from God, he's given to that. But after we receive the salvation, which is free, that's discipleship. Something. This walk of discipleship cost us, because it is now us being, becoming, doing as what we've been taught, what we've seen, what he's showed us, what he's displayed in us, and allowing his will, not ours, his character, to be seen. And it is a death to us. And we discipline ourselves to be as he is, not just discipline in a way of doing the do's and don'ts, but we command our flesh to die and our spirit man to live, that we might gain God in a greater way and understand who he is and walk in fellowship with him, having his mind and his heart. And that in itself costs us. And so sometimes when we're in this process of there, we don't know. We can't see, because all we can see is where we're hurting or what's not looking right or what does it feel right or how we're in an isolated place. And all you understand is the atmosphere of what you're in, not understanding that God's thoughts towards you have not changed. His plan for you has not changed. I don't care what's going on. It has not changed. It is still the same. And what he's spoken concerning you, it will and shall manifest. He's not a lying God. It's going to happen in your life. Don't give up and don't fail. Trust God in this. And you don't have to get weary in your well-doing. I don't care what it's looking like. You're going to produce something. And what it produces is going to bring glory to God, and you have to understand that. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing in your life, know that God's thoughts and his plans with you are pure, they're perfect, and they will manifest. Don't get up. Don't get weary in well-doing. Do not let the enemy win or your flesh. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. He is faithful to do what he's promised. Pray that you've been empowered in this 15 minutes and that you will join me tomorrow for another session as we go through the process of there, a faith walk. Amen. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.